Hello, the 5 minutes of the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 299. I'm so happy saying 299 because you're almost ending. And I know somebody's not happy because you wish you could hear more. But don't worry, I'm going to switch to something else. It will still be 5 minutes of the prophetess, but it will be curiouser and curiouser. So what do? You personalize Psalm 91 verse 13, and what do you say? I tread on the lion and the adder, cobra, serpent, snake, and upon the young lion and the dragon I trample underfoot. Are you saying that? Have you been saying that? I tread on you. I tread on serpent. I tread on the lion. I tread on you. I tread on you in the name of Jesus. I tread on you. I trample you underfoot. I tread on you in the name of Jesus. I tread. That is it. Say it. Say it. And I've told you, 15 minutes, you can start with that. 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, the whole day you are saying it. The whole day. If you've not heard of pastors who just went up to a mountain and for 3 days said just one sentence, I see, I hear, I do. That was it. And their lives and ministries were turned inside out. Oh, this is what I see about you, that you are obeying and you are doing these instructions. You are a doer of the word. You are a doer of the word. I see doers of the word who are listening to me, who are doing the word, and they are getting fantastic results. I'm getting testimonies of how people's lives have been changed forever through these words. Hallelujah. I tread. Oh, I tread on the snakes. I tread on you. I tread on you. I tread on you. I tread on the snakes. I tread on the lions. I tread on the lions. I tread on the snakes. I tread on the lions. I tread on the snakes. Please do so. I'm just saying them so that you imitate. You do so. Oh, hallelujah. 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 So in the previous episode, I was talking about authority. According to Luke chapter 9, verse 1, which speaks about, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils. Already Luke 10:19 says that you tread on serpents and scorpions over all the powers of the devil, and nothing shall hurt you. God says that I will not permit anything to hurt you. So if something is hurting you, then it is not God who allowed it to hurt you. So nothing is hurting me. Nothing can hurt me. That is also another thing you can be saying. Nothing can hurt me. Nothing can hurt me. Nothing can hurt me. It will not hurt. Why? You are saying it according to Luke 10:19. And I've explained to you what the word of God means. And authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Yeah, he's giving us power, authority to cure diseases. And I explained that the diseases are caused by devils. You might not understand it all. You might have to go into these episodes, maybe 200 or thereabout, or 150 something. Go there and go and listen, because I've taught extensively about healing, divine healing. I have taught so much, so much. It will fill books. Oh, hallelujah. So it's given us the authority. And so Papa Hagen, I was talking about Papa Hagen or Kenneth Hagen of blessed memory. And I said that he is one person who has zeroed in authority because something happened to him. Was talking to Jesus. Jesus had come to him. It was a manifestation, a revelation of Jesus right in front of him. And a devil in a monkey form of a monkey was jumping around in his stomach, throwing up smoke. And then he said, he was waiting. I'm talking with Jesus. It wouldn't be the effrontery of me trying to say to a devil when Jesus is around. Apparently, Jesus said, I could not. Even if I wanted to, I could not say to the devil. He said, can't tell the devil no? He said, yes, because I have given you the authority. But I'm waiting on God, that God will speak up to about my situation. God will speak. Some people even have a song that say, oh God, speak, 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 so that my heart will be at rest. It's not God who will speak. Oh God, you move mountains. God is not going to move the mountains. God will not move. He shows that in Mark 11 how we can move mountains. He said, you will say. Who will say? Is it God? Is it Jesus? I'm waiting for Jesus to come and say to the mountain. No, he is not the one who is going to say to the mountain. It's a man. A man on this earth. And I've told you already why the Bible says that a man has authority. He said, the heavens, all the heavens belong to God, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. I've treated all that already in these episodes. So you have authority on this earth. That is why when Jesus cast out the devils out of the madman of Gadara, the demons were begging because they are disembodied beings, spirits. How would they live on this earth? They cannot be on this earth without bodies. They need it, even if it's the body of a goat, the body of a chicken, the body of a rat, the body of a cow, or the body of a pig. I prefer that than to be naked without any body. So you having this human body on earth is priceless. It's priceless. That's why the devil is trying to kill a lot of Christians. We won't go. We are staying. We have this body to be on this earth and to work and do God's will. Yes, I tread, say it. You tread upon serpents and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. You tread on lions and serpents. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's your story. You're blessed. Bye.